the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome back to our program Rise and Shine Alhamdulillah عز وجل So first of all without any delay let's go towards our daily recitation of the glorious Quran and we have a new surah today actually And we're going to be starting Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 1 to verse number 9. So let's listen to Surah Al-Furqan and let's see what our Rabb Azza wa Jal is telling us in the Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
تبارک الذی نزل الفرقان علی عبده لیکون للعالمین نذیرا
بڑی برکت والا ہے وہ کہ جس نے اتارا قرآن اپنے بندے پر جو سارے جہان کو ڈر سنانے والا ہو
الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض ولم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا
وہ جس کے لیے ہے آسمانوں اور زمین کی بادشاہت اور اس نے نا اختیار فرمایا بچہ اور اس کی سلطنت میں کوئی ساجی یعنی شریک نہیں اس نے ہر چیز پیدا کر کے ٹھیک اندازے پر رکھی
وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا
اور لوگوں نے اس کے سوا اور خدا ٹھہرا لیے کہ وہ کچھ نہیں بناتے اور خود پیدا کیے گئے ہیں اور خود اپنی جانوں کے برے بھلے کے مالک نہیں اور نہ مرنے کا اختیار نہ جینے کا نہ اٹھنے کا
وقال الذين كفروا إن هذا إلا إفك افتراه وأعانه عليه قوم آخرون
اور کافر بولے یہ تو نہیں مگر ایک بہتان جو انہوں نے بنا لیا ہے اور اس پر اور لوگوں نے انہیں مدد دی ہے
فقد جاءوا ظلما وزورا
بے شک وہ ظلم اور جھوٹ پر آئے
وقالوا اساطير الاولين اكتتبها فهي تملى عليه بكره واصيلا
اور بولے اگلوں کی کہانیاں ہیں جو انہوں نے لکھ لی ہیں تو وہ ان پر صبح و شام پڑھی جاتی ہیں
قُلْ أَنزَلَهُ الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ
تم فرماؤ اسے تو اس نے اتارا ہے جو آسمانوں اور زمین کی ہر چھپی بات جانتا ہے
إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَّحِيمًا
بے شک وہ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے
وقالوا ما لهذا الرسول يأكل الطعام ويمشي في الأسواق
اور بولے اس رسول کو کیا ہوا کھانا کھاتا ہے اور بازاروں میں چلتا ہے
لولا انزل إليه ملك فيكون معه نذيرا
کیوں نہ اتارا گیا ان کے ساتھ کوئی فرشتہ کہ ان کے ساتھ ڈر سناتا.
او یلقا الیہ کنز او تکون له جنت یأکل منها,
یا غیب سے انہیں کوئی خزانہ مل جاتا یا ان کا کوئی باغ ہوتا جس میں سے کھاتے.
وقال الظالمون ان تتبعون الا رجلا مسحورا,
اور ظالم بولے تم تو پیروی نہیں کرتے مگر ایک ایسے مرد کی جس پر جادو ہوا.
انظر كيف ضربوا لك الامثال فضلوا فلا يستطيعون سبيلا,
اے محبوب دیکھو کیسی کہاوتیں تمہارے لیے بنا رہے ہیں تو گمراہ ہوئے کہ اب کوئی راہ نہیں پاتے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, that was the recitation of the glorious Quran, and ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, we've started سورة الفرقان, so we learned the first nine verses of سورة الفرقان. Hopefully, inshallah, azza wa jal, we're going to be continuing this trend and finish Suratul Furqan very soon, inshallah, azza wa jal. We also have our daily kalam for today, inshallah, azza wa jal. And whenever we start the day, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, it's a beauty of this program that we started with the Quran and the kalam. Yani we started with praising Allah, azza wa jal, and then praising His beloved, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And as you know, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's praise has been in many, many languages. Many languages, you go around the world, you will see people praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we were just to assume that no one praised the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is impossible, but assume that no one praised the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah azza wa jal is enough that he praises the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because the whole universe will perish one day, and there will be none other than the Creator Azza wa Jal. And because Allah Ta'ala will never die, in the same way, the praise of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will never die, because Allah always praises the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's our fortune, our kismet, that if we can try to praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that will be beneficial to us as well. So hopefully, inshallah, azawajal, let's listen to the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we've got a very beautiful topic, one of my favorite topics. Inshallah, we'll go towards that later on after the daily kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam.
Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, khaake Madina, 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 khaake Madina ho سار ہوتا ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا
آقا گئے کرم سے طیبہ مجھے بلاتے صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا
خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک مدینہ ہوتا
کس کو گر بلاتے کس کو گر بلاتے کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑ کر خوار ہوتا کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑ کر خوار ہوتا زمین ہوتی طیبہ میں گر میسر دو گز زمین ہوتی ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا ان کے قریب بستا ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا کے خوب لگتی مٹی میری ٹھکانے گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر میرا مزار ہوتا یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گم یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا اور میں غبار بن کر اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا مگر اب تو اسے آقا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا سالک ہوئے ہم ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے سالک ہوئے ہم ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے دل مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا دل مضطرب کو لیکن مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ ماشاءاللہ عزوجل خاک مدینہ ہوتا میں خاک سار ہوتا، الحمدللہ، بیوٹیفل کلام، ون آف مائی فیوریٹس ایکچولی، اینڈ ماشاءاللہ عزوجل ریسائٹڈ بائی اے ویری بیوٹیفل نعت خوان۔ اللہ تعالیٰ بلیس ہم اینڈ گیو ہم مور برکت ان ہز وائس، اینڈ ماشاءاللہ ویری بیوٹیفل وائس، سبحان اللہ۔ ناؤ you are watching our program Rise and Shine, and today's topic we're going to be talking about, I gave you the title Heroes of Islam. Now, who are the true heroes of Islam? The true heroes of Islam, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam's blessed companions, the awliya Allah, the pious people are the true heroes of Islam. But I want to just mention and talk about one certain group of people. I want to talk about the companions today. I want to talk about why they are the heroes of Islam and what they have done for Islam, and in return how we should be living the Ahli Bayt and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that one night I had a dream in which I saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream said to me, O Bishr, do you know why Allah Azza wa Jal has given you the greatest of the status, the maqam, amongst the awliya Allah of today? Yani in your time, you are the most high-ranked wali of your time. Do you know why? Sayyiduna Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayka wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed on you, Ya Rasulullah, please tell me. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, بِإِتِّبَاعِكَ لِسُنَّتِي, because you act upon my sunnahs, وَخِدْمَتِكَ لِلصَّالِحِينَ, and you help the pious people, and you do khair khai, you do nasihat for your brothers, وَمَحَبَّتِكَ لِأَصْحَابِي وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِي, and you love my family and my companions. And this is the reason why Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen you amongst the awliya Allah of your time. And you are amongst all, above all of them. Ahle Sunnat ka hai beeda paar, ashab e huzur najm hain aur nau hai itrat rasulullah ki. Najm means the stars, and here he says that Ahle Sunnat ka beeda paar ashab e huzur, that you know, at the Ahle Sunnat, alhamdulillah, they're going to be successful. Why? Because ashab huzur najm hain, because the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are like stars. Aur nau hai, nau meaning the ship, the nau hai the itrat rasulullah ki, and the ship is the love, yani the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And true, mashallah azza wa jal, the ahle sunnat alhamdulillah, where we love the ashabe rasul, where we love the ahle bayt, we love them because they are the true companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are the true heroes of Islam. They gave their life, they gave their days, their nights, their wealth. They have given everything for the sake of Islam and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. And when you talk about the Ahlul Bayt and you talk about the Ashab of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you always talk about good things about them, because alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala bless them all. Our aqeedah is that all the Ashab of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that includes the Ahlul Bayt as well, because they were the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we love them all for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And subhanallah azza wa jal, Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a great wali of his time, Allah ta'ala gave him that high rank only because he loved the sahaba ikram and he loved the ahlul bayt as well. And it is compulsory upon us, it is very, very important, incumbent upon us, that we love the sahaba rasul, we love the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have true love for the ahlul bayt, because without their love, your iman will not be completed, your Islam will not be completed, because these are those people whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved. These are those people. Seriously, when you read about the lives of the sahaba ikram and some of the things that they did for the sake of Islam and for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no other saying. Look at the sacrifice of Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, and his family and the Ahlul Bayt, how they gave their lives for the sake of Islam. You know, your last month ends with sacrifice of Ismail alayhi salam, and your new year begins with the sacrifice of Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his family. Who were they? Who was Imam Hussein? He was the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the companion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This is why these are our true heroes. When we talk about their lives, you know, alhamdulillah, it brings a smile to your face when you read about their life story, when you read about their, you know, that time that they spent with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a very famous saying, the ulama, they say, not the best time was the time of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, can you imagine, you know, that was the best era of this world. That era will never come back again. That time will never come back again when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam set his blessed foot on this earth. And as the companions alayhi muridwan, the scholars, they say, they were chosen by Allah to stay with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And mashallah azza wa jal, you know, every day, subhanallah, can you imagine? They wake up in the morning and they look at the beautiful, beautiful looming face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they wake up in the morning, the first person some of them will see is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they will go to sleep, the last person that they will see is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some of the companions like the Ashabi Sufa always stayed in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learning about the deen. And what can you say about the great ashabi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Khulafa'i Rashideen, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first Khalifa of Islam, the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the third Khalifa of Islam, Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali karam Allahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And subhanallah, then you have the ashab of the Ashra Mubashara, then you have the Ashabi Badr, you have all these Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan that spend time with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And today, inshallah, azawajal, we're going to be learning about their lives, the Sahaba alayhi muridwan. What is the terminology of Sahaba? A Sahabi, this term Sahabi is given to that person who saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with his own eyes and he died with iman. That is person is called a sahabi. You know, so subhanallah. Sahaba, wo sahaba, jinki har subhu eid hoti thi. Every day they would be celebrating eid because they would see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba, wo sahaba, jinki har subhu eid hoti thi. خدا کا قرب حاصل تھا نبی کی دید ہوتی تھی. They would always be close to Allah Azza wa Jal and see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now here, a very important level advice from the scholars. A sahabi can never be compared to a wali of Allah. حالانکہ all sahabis are walis. Wali means friend. But the normal terminology that I'll give, awliya, the friends of Allah, after the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the anbiya ikram, the most high ranked people are the sahabi, the ashab of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba, the sahabiyat. And when we say sahaba, we mean the women as well. They were the highest ranked humans after the Prophet alayhi wa salatu wa salam. So you can't have anyone comparing to the Sahaba Ikram alayhim uridwan. Then you have the Tabi'een. The Tabi'een are those people who have seen the Sahaba with Iman and they died with Iman. Alhamdulillah, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he was a Tabi'i because he was at the time of the Sahaba alayhim uridwan. And then you have the Tabi Tabi'een, those people who have seen the Tabi'een, that those people, so you have the Ashab, you have the Tabi'een, then you have the Tabi Tabi'een. They do have a limit because then you have the Prophets of Allah. They do have a limit because every creation has a limit. Every creation has a limit. It is only Allah who is without limits. Alhamdulillah, this is our Aqeedah. It is only Allah who is without limits. For us, every other creation has a limit. But how much limit? We're not here to judge. who has what maqam. We need to just look at ourselves and see where my maqam is. Where do I fit in all of these? Rather than saying that this is how much we should love and respect the Sahaba, this is how much we should. We don't have a measuring tool where their maqam ends, where their maqam finishes. For us, all of them are worthy of respect and love. And for us, we believe that the love of the Ahlul Bayt and the Sahaba is the true form of Islam. And may Allah Ta'ala keep us all steadfast on this. I just want to carry on mentioning Hazrat Sayyidina Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He says, Tamam Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Ridwan Ahle Khair Aur Taqwa Wale Hain Aur Adil Hain. All the companions Alayhim Ridwan, they are Ahle Khair. You can only get goodness from them. And they are Ahle Taqwa. They are the people of piety. Alhamdulillah, they have piety. And they are Adil. They are just. There's no Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu who was ma'azallah unjust. There was no Sahabi that, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's very famous hadith, if you follow my companions, then my companions are like stars. If you follow them, you'll be guided. So any Sahabi, no matter, you know, for us, we are not here to judge which Sahabi's maqam is which. The four Khulafai Rashideen have been mentioned in the books by the Ulama-i Kiram that this is the order of the four Khulafai Rashideen. The order has been given, but for us, we need to love all of them. We love the Ahlul Bayt, we love the Sahaba-i Kiram. We do not have a line in between. This is what Sayyidina Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullah Ali. And he says, further on, he says, Unka jab zikr kiya jaye, whenever you talk about them, yani bhalai ke saath hona farz hai. Whenever you talk about the Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan, it is farz upon us, compulsory upon us that we talk about them with goodness. Whenever we talk about Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we talk with them about goodness. We talk to them about khair. Ma'azallah, we don't, as Muslims, we cannot judge. You know, maybe they've had, you know, the Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan, they were humans. They lived like us as well. But they were those people that we loved them. You're not going to say, well, I love my mom more than my dad. That doesn't mean that you have hatred for your dad. It's just a natural occurrence that you have more, you know, inclined towards them. For us, the Ahlul Bayt and the Sahaba, we love them. The maqam of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem is nowhere compared to the maqam of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a Sahabi, but the maqam of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is, mashallah, he's the fourth Khalif of Islam. He is the great, you know, family member of the Prophet from the Ahlul Bayt. But that doesn't mean that, ma'azallah, we talk bad about Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It doesn't mean that we talk bad about Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Even Hind radiallahu ta'ala anha can't even talk bad about them because they were companions for us. Alhamdulillah, it is our amal that we love and we respect them. And further on, he says, Kisi sahabi ke saad, سوے عقیدت بد مذہبی گمراہی استحقاق جہنم یعنی جہنم کی حقداری ہے. To have hatred, to ma'azallah talk bad about the Sahaba Ikram, for us it is only leading to the fire of hell. So alhamdulillah, Allah is happy with them, they are happy with Allah Azza wa Jal. And then further on he says, سب جنتی ہیں وہ جہنم میں داخل تو کیا ہوں گے اس کی یعنی ہلکی آواز تک نہ سنیں گے. Ma'azallah, for us to believe that the Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan, they will go to hell. We can't even think about the Sahaba Ikram. They'll never ever even hear the slightest noise of the fire of hell. Aur hamesha apni man manti muradu mein rahenge. And they will always be in the state of happiness, whatever they wanted. Subhanallah. The prophets of Allah are ma'asoom and the angels are ma'asoom. The Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan are not ma'asoom. But we do believe Allah protected them. Yes, Allah protected them, but they are not ma'asoom. We cannot say that certain Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for example, Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem is ma'asoom. We cannot say that the Ahlul Bayt was ma'asoom. But they were all protected by Allah Azza wa Jal from committing sins. Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, خلفائے اربع راشدین کے بعد بقیہ عشرہ و مبشرہ حسنات حسنین اصحاب بدر اصحاب بیعت و رضوان کے لیے افضلیت ہے اور یہ سب قطعی جنتی ہیں. سو مفتی صاحب ہیز گیون اس دی آرڈر آف دیز گریٹ صحابہ اکرام. فرسٹ یو ہیو دا خلفائے راشدین, حضرت ابو بکر صدیق دا فرسٹ, حضرت عمر, حضرت عثمان, حضرت علی کرم اللہ تعالیٰ وجہہ الکریم. دیز آر دا فور خلفائے راشدین. آفٹر دیم یو ہیو دا سکس عشرہ مبشرہ ہوا لیفٹ بیکاز دے آر فور انکلوڈیڈ, دین دا نیکسٹ سکس عشرہ مبشرہ, اینڈ دین حضرت سیدنا امام حسن اینڈ سیدنا امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, اصحاب بدر, آل آف دوز ہو فوٹ ان دا بٹل آف بدر, اینڈ اصحاب بیعت الرضوان, دوز ہو ڈیڈ بیعت آن دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم of Baitul Rizwan that they are famously known. They are the most high-ranked companions amongst the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and each one of them qat'i jannati, they are destined to go to the gardens of paradise. Ala Hazrat Imam al-Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, jo shakhs hazrat shaykhain ko ma'azallah bura kahe, that person is out of the fold of Islam. Shaykhain are the two sahaba, the great Abu Bakr Siddiq and the great Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Whoever talks bad about them, swears at them, ma'azallah, is out of the fold of Islam. He is not a Muslim. اور اگر مولا علی کرم اللہ تعالیٰ وجہ الکریم کو صدیق اکبر اور عمر فاروق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے افضل بتائے تو he will not be out of the fold of Islam, but he will be a renegade, گمراہ بندہ ہوگا, not a renegade, وہ گمراہ ہوگا, he will be misguided. So this is the عقیدہ of the اہل سنت, that for anyone to call حضرت ابو بکر صدیق, سیدنا عمر فاروق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, معاذ اللہ, swear at them, he is out of the fold of Islam. And anyone who thinks that مولا علی کرم اللہ تعالیٰ وجہہ الکریم has a higher status than سیدنا ابو بکر and سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ or سیدنا عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, then that person is misguided. Yeah, this is the stance that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned in Fatawa Razwiya Sharif, because these are our heroes. These people, you know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, have given their lives for the sake of Islam. They had, you know, like for example, we have temptations. We have, their temptation was to serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their love, their hobby was to serve the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then if you talk about the rest of the sahaba alaihim ridwan, then we need to understand that Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his companions, he was qatibe wahi. Whenever the revelation of the Quran was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was appointed the person who would write it. That's why it's called qatibe wahi. Aur shahane islam mein se pehle badshah hain, and amongst the kings, for example, Hazrat Imam Hasan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is also mentioned as amongst the khulafa-e rashidin. The khulafa-e rashidin, after the khulafa-e rashidin, then you had the kings. Yeah, the kings in Islam. He, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was the first king in Islam. And then آپ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی بادشاہی اگرچہ سلطنت ہے مگر کس کی؟ حضرت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی. سو ہی واز اے سلطنت, فار ایگزامپل ہی واز اے سلطان, دا فرسٹ سلطان ان اسلام, اینڈ دا ٹرو کنگ ایز وی نو از اور بلوڈ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سیدنا امام حسن رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, وین ہی واز دا خلیفہ, ہی گیو ہز خلافت ٹو سیدنا امیر معاویہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, اینڈ ہی ڈیڈ بیت آن ہز ہینڈز. دیٹ واز فلفلنگ دا پروفیسی دیٹ دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ, دیٹ دس مائی گرینڈ سن ول میک پیس بٹوین ٹو فیکشنز آف اسلام. اینڈ سبحان اللہ, سو دس واز دا آرڈر آف دا لو آف دا صحابہ کرام دیٹ اہل سنت ہیو بلیوڈ ان, اینڈ دیز گریٹ پیپل have been mentioned in the Quran. Can you imagine, you know, those people who are mentioned in the Quran, how can someone even talk bad about them? The Sahaba-i-Kiram alayhim ridwan have been mentioned inside the glorious Quran. So these Sahaba-i-Kiram have been mentioned in para number 10, Suratul Anfal. So para number 10, Suratul Anfal, and verse number 74. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آوَوْا وَنَصَرُوا أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And those who believed and migrated and fought in the path of Allah, and those who gave shelter and provided help, it is they who are the true believers. For them is pardon and honorable sustenance. Subhanallah. For these people is the sustenance and the pardon. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned these people. Who are these people? Those people who migrated, yani we call them the muhajireen. And amongst the muhajireen was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Usman Ghani, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajahul Kareem. And also amongst them were the great Sahaba. And then they migrated towards Madinatul Munawwara. And then the people where the Prophet, where Allah Ta'ala, he says, and those who gave shelter and provided help, these are the Ansar, the Ansari Sahaba, those who lived in Medina Tayyiba. They are the ones that have been mentioned in this Quran. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, remember, when it comes to the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, we love each and every one of them. When it comes to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we love all of them. I want to mention at least five hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam before we go for our daily reminder. Let's listen to these hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding the azamat, the status of the khulafa, the Sahaba Ikram. Number for the first hadith in Hilyatul Awliya, mere sahaba ke muamle mein mere lihaz karna kyunki wo meri ummat ke behtareen log hain. Yeah, from my sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, make sure that you love them. Yeah, mera lihaz karna, because of me you love them, because they are the greatest amongst my ummat. Subhanallah. This is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his beautiful words, that make sure that you lihaz matlab, and you take care of them. Because of me, you take care of them in every matter, because they are the greatest amongst my ummah. In another hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are the greatest of people? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Behtar log is zamane ke hain jisme, yani the best people are from this time, in which jisme main hoon, in which I am in. اس کے بعد دوسرے زمانے کے اور اس کے بعد تیسرے زمانے کے, یعنی the first time, the greatest of time is my time. And who was at the time of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم? The صحابہ کرام علیہ مردوان. The third hadith that has been mentioned in المجمع الزوائد, اللہ عز و جل نے میرے صحابہ کو نبیوں اور رسولوں کے علاوہ تمام جہانوں پر فضیلت دیا ہے. That Allah تعالیٰ has given فضیلت, you know, that honor and respect after the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Yani this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying himself, that after the prophets alayhi wasallam and the Rasul and Anbiya, Allah Azza wa Jal has given the maqam to my sahaba. The fourth hadith, us musalman ko jahannam ki aag nahi chuegi jisne meri ya mere sahaba ki ziyarat ka sharaf hasil kiya ho. Yani those people, they will not burn in the fire of hell. Those who have seen me, oh my sahaba, they will not burn in the fire of hell. Yani the fire of hell will not even touch them. Hadith number 5, quoted in Jami' Tirmizi. Mere sahaba mein se jo sahabi jis sar zameen mein fot hoga to qiyamat ke din unke liye noor aur rahnuma bana kar uthaya jayega. Yani my sahabi, wherever they pass away in the world, they will be risen as guide for the people of that area. Subhanallah. So these are our true heroes. How much do we know about the Sahaba? How much do we know about the great Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the Ashabi Rasul, the Ahlul Bayt? How much do we know about them? You know, today sadly, we know about other people that we don't even need to know about them. People read magazines, people read digestive stories, you know, people read so much, they do researches, they do PhD on these people, but yet what do they get out of it? Nothing really. If you want to do a PhD, if you want to do a research, then do a research on the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. How these great Sahaba conquered the world, how they ruled this world subhanallah, with love, and how there was a time when people used to come and live under their rulership. Why? Because they were just and they would be taking care of them. So now, inshallah, we got the daily reminder. Let's take the daily reminder and we'll come back and we'll talk a bit more about our great heroes of Islam. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
When it comes to sins, some people have this mindset that as long as they're not disobeying Allah by missing their prayer, or by not giving their zakat, or by not delaying Hajj when it becomes fard upon them, by fasting in Ramadan, then they're not doing anything wrong. They're offering their salah, they're going for Hajj when it's necessary for them, they're giving zakat yearly, they're fasting. That's it. I'm not doing anything wrong now. I'm doing the faraid. Yes, these are the pillars of Islam. But Islam is more comprehensive. Islam also ensures that we fulfill the rights of others. Our interactions, our mu'amalat, our matters and affairs with others are also built on justice, built on equality, built on truthfulness, not deceiving others, not harming others. So when we have this mindset to save ourselves from disobedience from all angles, whether it's the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or mu'amalat, that's when we can say alhamdulillah that we are acting upon the deen fully and we are avoiding sins. Save yourselves from bad character just as you save yourself from haram actions. So we know that namaz and missing namaz is haram. We know that missing fast, not giving zakat, not performing hajj, all of these are impermissible. In an equal manner, we should know that backbiting someone, being rude to someone, taunting someone, mocking someone, deceiving someone, these are also haram. So we need to focus on our character and character building as well. We need to ensure that we're following the uswa hasana, the beautiful, perfect example of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he dealt with people in the most beautiful manner. They came close to him. Why? Because he was truthful. He honored his trusts. He wasn't a liar. He did not deceive people. He did not backbite people. He did not speak to them harshly. He was not rude to people. He didn't mock and taunt others. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not like that. And we need to ensure that our character is in accordance to the prophetic way, inshallah.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, a very important, beautiful reminder. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day he said to the people that, oh people, you like to exceed with your ibadat, with your fasting, with your taqwa, with your zuhud, more than the companions. Let me tell you, you will never ever be like them. And the people, they said, oh Abu Abdurrahman, what is the reason for that? And he said that they are the most fearing in the court of Allah. They are the most respected in the court of Allah. And they are the ones who used to remember the most about the hereafter. You can never surpass the Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan. Isliye tumhare amal agar inse zyada ho bhi jayen, tab bhi ajr o sawab mein kam hi rahenge. Even though you exceed in worshipping more than them, the reward will never be even equal to them. Subhanallah. You know, when you give in the path of Allah, the Sahaba ikram, I give you an example. If we give £1,000,000 in the way of Allah, and the Sahaba gave £1, their pound will be more better than our £1,000,000. Because the Sahaba ikram alayhi muridwan, they were from that great era. One day Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, you know, when he offered his Salatul Fajr, he came outside the masjid and he was, you know, he was rubbing his hands. And he says to the people that, Maine Huzoor sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sahaba ko jis hal mein dekha hai, you know, in the state that I saw the companions alayhim ridwan, aaj mein kisi aadmi mein inki mushabat ka asar nahi dekhta. I do not see any one of them resembling the sahaba ikram. They used to be waking up all night remembering Allah. They used to read the Quran, and then in the morning, their hairs, you know, they paraganda, you know, they had dust in their hair. And subhanallah, you know, he says that these people used to remember Allah, cry all night in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, I do not see that today. But rather, I see that people are drowned in negligence. People ghaflat mein, people do not have be khofi, they don't have that fear of Allah. They're here, they're there. And to be honest with you, let's all look at ourselves. Let's try to look at ourselves today. How much do we fear Allah? How much do we fear Allah? How much do we cry in the fear of Allah? And how much love do we have for the Sahaba Ikram alayhimu ridwan? We can never ever resemble them. We can never be like them. They were the chosen people of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that in his time, that I do not see anyone amongst you that resemble the companions alayhimu ridwan. What do you think after 1300 years? Is there anyone that will resemble the Sahaba? Very, very rare. Very, very rare. So this is the status of the Sahaba ikram alayhimu ridwan. And also, my dear Islam brothers, the Sahaba alayhimu ridwan, they used to do good things for the sake of Allah. Yeah, they used to do say for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. Not that my name will be shouted out. Aaj da janab panch pawn vi masjid di desa puri masjid jab tak tol na mare jaan fulane panch pawn dete hain. And I give you an exaggeration that, you know, even if we give £5 in the masjid, you know, we just want our name to be shouted out. Janab mara na hona chahiye na main paise dete hain main. You know, who have you given it for? For Islam, for the sake of Allah, then why do you want your name to be shouted out? Why do you want your name to be mentioned? And I know some masajids where, and I do Jummah in one of them, where, you know, we have to mention the names of the people. I don't know the real reason for that, but because people do donate, but then I've been to a masjid where, you know, I was given a list, can you mention all the names that are mentioned? And it's like, so-and-so gave £5, so-and-so gave £2, so-and-so gave £5, so-and-so, and you think to yourself, you know, there's people probably sat there who give more, but they don't even mention their name. What's the reason? It's because I want my name to be mentioned. You know, mara na chaudhri arna paise dete hain. I want my name to be mentioned. And these sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan read their lives. Inhone kisse padho na, read their lives, and you'll find that whenever they used to give, you know, Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave everything he had at home. We don't even do that. Koi banda aisa sunya hai that he's given everything at home. He breezed bro everything. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq is that sahabi who gave everything what he had. And then when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, Abu Bakr, what have you left behind? He goes, Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought half of the belongings from home and presented them to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar, what have you left behind, ya Rasulullah? I have bought half and I have left behind half of the stuff. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would talk to the Sahaba ikram for donations, he was the one that used to stand up. Ya Rasulullah, so many camels. Ya Rasulullah, so many camels. These Sahaba ikram, their ibadat, their taqwa, their fear of Allah, you know, we say it was next level. They always had that in their heart that they loved and respected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, one day a person says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when will the hour come? When will the day of judgment come? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what have you prepared for it? So he didn't say, I don't know, what are you asking me for? Yeah, he said, what have you prepared for it? And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I haven't prepared much for it, but I love Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, that whoever you love, you will be with them on the day of judgment. Hazrat Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one of the beautiful words amongst the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned was that, Tum jisse mahabbat karte ho, usi ke saath rahoge. The ones that you love, you will be with them. And Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar. I love Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And I know that I will be with them as well. Who do we love today? Film actors, cricketers, footballers. Look at their lives. Inki zindagiyan to padhe. Look at the lives of the actors that we are, you know, totally blindfolded with. We love these people. Why do we love them? Janab, you know, paisa, we dream about them. You know, I wish I was a footballer. I wish I was that. And this beautiful child, the school teacher asked him, what do you want to be? And this beautiful child, he goes, I want to be a sahabi. میں صحابی بننا چاہتا ہوں علیش. And the teacher smiled as well. You know, obviously you can't be a sahabi, but look at the tarbiyat of this beautiful child. Look at the upbringing that his parents gave him. That in his eyes, there is no one more beautiful than the sahaba. That's what we need to understand. That's the tarbiyat that we need to give to our children. Sab sahaba se hame to pyar hai. Inshallah, do jahan mein apna beeda paar hai. So now, if we love the companions alayhim ridwan, you know, if we say we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then in return we should all love the sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. We should all try to love and imitate and live a life that the life that they lived as well. Thodi ji to unhone mushabat karana, they used to read the Quran. Do we read the Quran today? Pata hi koni aise Quran da achha hi koni maazallah. Yeah, but I'll sit at home and I'll talk about ye gallan ta oh gallan puchya ja Quran achna time gani labna sari diyan na na ta kya karo social media ko Quran ich khona. Yeah, you know, why do you not read the Quran? Why do you not learn the Quran? Whenever you ask someone, janab fula daso kya fula ji kya kara masroofiyat itni hai time hi nahi labna. That's how sad the situation is today. We don't know how to read the Quran. We don't know about the lives of the best people amongst the creation of Allah. We don't even know about them. Jinne main baaki fazool bande unhone sari life story bata. Yeah, so and so film actor, I know the whole biography of that person. Wo kya kehra maqam, which status in paradise will you get learning about his life? What would you achieve from learning about his life? You won't achieve anything. Where you will achieve is when you learn the lives of the sahaba, because they are going to guide you how to live your life. When you read about their lives, that this is the fear of Allah that they had. Today we can't even cry. I say rona achha hi koni, you know, we say oh ji rone hi rehne, you know, these people all they do is just cry. Rona bhi har bande ne vasa ni gal bhi ni na. What have we done for Islam? How much have we cried, you know, for ourselves, you know, not even on our sins, guna bhi aisa kitne kitne, but we still don't cry over them. Is it not time that we ask ourselves what is happening? Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, jisne mere kisi sahabi ko khush kiya, the one who pleased my sahabi, usne mujhe khush kiya, he has pleased me, and the one who has pleased me has pleased Allah azza wa jal, and the one who has pleased Allah azza wa jal, it is incumbent upon Allah azza wa jal that he will please him by entering him into the gardens of paradise. Subhanallah. Yeah, kisse mohabbat kare? Love the sahaba, you love the prophet. Love the prophet, you love Allah. Love Allah, you'll go to paradise. So it's a sequence, isn't it? So let's start to love the sahaba ikram, and let's start to love the awliya Allah azza wa jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Sakhtiyani farmate hain, جس نے امیر المومنین سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے محبت کی اس نے دین کی نشانی قائم کی. نشانی, that is one of the signs of Islam, to love سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق. جس نے امیر المومنین سیدنا عمر فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے محبت کی اس نے دین کا راستہ واضح کیا. He has made it, you know, واضح طور پر, یعنی clearly he has chosen a clear path in Islam. And the one who loves Sayyidina Ali Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he will get the light from the light of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the one who loves Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem, kya hoga? Usne urwa wuthqa, yani mazboot rasi ko tham liya. He has gripped the rope of Allah tightly. Jisne kaha, huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke tamam sahaba mein khair hi khair hai, wo nifaq se bari ho gaya. The one who says that all the companions alayhim ridwan, there is only khair, goodness in them, here wo bari nifaq se bari ho gaya, he will be cleansed from hypocrisy. Jis waqt the khidmat mein unke Abu Bakr o Umar Uthman o Ali, us waqt rasool e akram ke darbar ka alam kya hoga. Subhan, just close your eyes, socho you know, how that darbar would be like, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be sat in the middle and the sahaba ikram sat around him. You can't even picture it. I wish I could picture that scene as well. We've got the daily hadith. Let's go to that and then we'll come back inshallah and we'll talk a bit more about this topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
we know that there are many major sins that we must avoid. There are so many narrations which mention different sins that fall under the category of kabira, major. And in one narration, which is in Sahih al-Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned four sins which fall under this category of major sins. Number one, associating partners with Allah, so committing shirk. Disobeying parents, major sin. Taking the life of someone unlawfully. And swearing a false oath. Now these things are aam, na'udhu billah. People committing shirk and blasphemy, polytheism. Especially in this day and age where people listen to songs which contain such lyrics, which equate partners to Allah, which denigrate the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very, very important we save our iman. We do not associate partners with Allah. Secondly, parents are being disobeyed as well. Parents are openly coming, seeking advice regarding their children who are aggressive towards them. Na'udhu billah. It's a major sin, disobeying parents. And killings, these are also widespread in our communities. Over minute matters, over a dirty look, over a misunderstanding, road rage, it's happening. And swearing false oath. Some people have a habit of swearing an oath on everything. And shaitan, nafs are there. Many people are swearing false oaths. So these are major sins that we must avoid.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned inside the glorious Quran, the translation from Kanzul Iman. And those who follow them with virtue, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 100, part of that verse. Those who followed them with virtue, those who followed them with virtue, followed who? The Ashabi Rasul, you know, with virtue, with neki, then these are those people that Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. And here, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a very famous hadith, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, أَصْحَابِكَ النُّجُومِ فَبِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. My companions, they are like the stars. Any one of them you follow, you'll be guided. Subhanallah. Hadith Pak in Mishkat Sharif. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he comments on this hadith and he says, that how pious, how nafis, how beauty these, you know, this tasbih, you know, there is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, my companions are like stars. Bi ashabi, my companions, they are like the stars. You know, just like, you know, in the olden days, what even now I think as well, you know, when the ships are sailing in the sea or the ocean, you know, they are guided by the stars. Now you got navigation systems and satellites and everything. But the olden days, they used to have stars that they used to follow them. And here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that my companions are like the stars that you follow them. And then he says that my family is like that ship that you sail on. So if you have the sail of the ship and the stars, you'll be guided. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Ahle sunnat ka hai beera paar ashabe huzoor najm hai aur nau hai itrat Rasulullah ki. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we've heard so much about the great Sahaba-i-Kiram, the true heroes of Islam. We've got our fruit segment for this for today. We're going to take the fruit segment. We'll come back and then inshallah we'll wind up today's program. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Fruit of the week. Today, we are exploring a fruit that's big in size and even bigger in benefits. Let's talk about the one and only jackfruit with its spiky green skin and massive size. Jackfruit might look a little intimidating at first, but don't let its appearance fool you. Inside, you'll find sweet golden pods bursting with nutrition. And what's really amazing, jackfruit can be eaten both ripe and unripe, offering different benefits in each form. Jackfruit holds the title of being the largest tree-borne fruit in the world, sometimes growing up to 35 kg or more. Wow! Native to South and Southeast Asia. It's not just a fruit, it's a survival food, a meat alternative, and a nutritional powerhouse all in one. Ripe jackfruit has a sweet tropical flavor, like a mix of banana, pineapple, and mango. These golden pods are packed with vitamin C, which helps boost your immune system, fight infections, and promote glowing skin. They also contain vitamin A, important for eye health and immunity, as well as potassium and magnesium, two minerals that support your heart and blood pressure. Jackfruit is also rich in antioxidants, especially carotenoids, which help reduce inflammation and protect your cells from damage. Unripe jackfruit is often cooked and used in curries or shredded as a meat substitute, especially in vegan or vegetarian diets. It's low in fat but high in fiber, helping with digestion and keeping you full for longer. It also provides complex carbohydrates, which release energy slowly, making jackfruit a great food for sustained energy throughout the day. Jackfruit contains small but valuable amounts of protein, as well as calcium and iron, which helps support strong bones and healthy blood. If eaten with a variety of other foods, jackfruit can be a valuable part of a balanced plant-based diet. While jackfruit is generally safe, a few things to note. People with latex allergies may also be allergic to jackfruit since it contains similar proteins. Also, due to its natural sugars, those with diabetes should enjoy ripe jackfruit in moderation and monitor their blood sugar levels accordingly. And because jackfruit is quite filling and fibrous, eating it in large amounts, especially for the first time, can lead to bloating or gas. So start small. Ripe jackfruit gives off a strong, fruity aroma, and the outer spikes will start to soften slightly. Use oil on your hands when cutting it, as the fruit gives off a sticky latex-like sap. For convenience, you can also find pre-cut jackfruit pods or canned young jackfruit in many stores. Subhanallah. Jackfruit is not just a food, it's a sustaining fruit, often used to feed families in times of scarcity. It's a reminder that from one creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give sweetness, strength, and sustenance. Whether you try it sweet or savory, jackfruit is one of nature's most versatile gifts. Until next Wednesday, stay nourished, stay grateful, and keep shining. And try to, if you can find them in this country, in the store, try to eat or taste, experience the jackfruit.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, the durian fruit. I've never heard of it, never seen it before. First time I've seen it as well, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. But there you go, you learn different things, you see different things. So, but in the meantime, we'll just have to got to do with the pictures and the videos that we're seeing. MashaAllah, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we're in our last 5 minutes of the program. Alhamdulillah, today we've been talking about the true heroes of Islam and the heroes, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, alayhim ridwan, the Ahlul Bayt, and the pious people. Now, these pious people, even if you make dua in their wasila, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept that person's dua. A person, he says that, mere ustaz ke ek rafiq fot ho gaye, my teacher's companion passed away, and the teacher saw him in the dreams. And he asked him, مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ, how did Allah Ta'ala treat you? And he says, Allah Azza wa Jal forgave me. And he says, مُنْكَرْ نَكِيرْ یہ کے ساتھ کیسی رہی, how were you with Munkar Nakir, the angels that ask questions in the grave? And he says, انہوں نے مجھے بٹھا کر جب سوالات شروع کیے, so when I was sat and they started to ask me the questions, تو میں نے کہا, تو فرشتوں سے کہہ دیا, سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق اور عمر فاروق کے واسطے مجھے چھوڑ دیجئے, leave me for the sake of سیدنا ابو بکر and سیدنا عمر فاروق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. And he says that one of the angels, he said to the other, اس نے بڑی بزرگ ہستیوں کا وسیلہ پیش کیا, لہذا اس کو چھوڑ دو. He says that he has taken refuge, or he has taken the وسیلہ of some great personalities, leave him. And they left me, and they left my grave. Subhanallah. So the love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ and the love of Sayyidina Umar Farooq رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, Subhanallah, is the one that saved that person. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, he says that the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said, جو میرے صحابہ میں سے کسی کو بھی برا کہے, the one who says anything bad against any of my sahabi, Allah Ta'ala curse that person, meaning the curse of Allah be upon that person. جن کے دشمن پہ لعنت ہے اللہ کی, ان سب اہل محبت پہ لاکھوں سلام. یعنی our Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, because he loves Allah عز و جل, and these صحابہ اکرام are the most beloved to the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, they are beloved to Allah عز و جل. In one of the hadiths, the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has mentioned in مشکات و مسابیح, جس نے انہیں ستایا, یعنی the ones who caused harm, اس نے مجھے ستایا, you know, they have caused me harm, and the one who caused me harm has caused harm to Allah Azza wa Jal, and the one who causes harm to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will grip him, Allah Ta'ala اس کی پکڑ فرمائے. مفتی احمد یار خان نعیمی رحمت اللہ تعالی علی, he says in the sharah, in the commentary of this hadith, صحابہ اکرام میں سے کسی کو ستانا در حقیقت مجھے ستانا ہے. You know, those people who do bad to the صحابہ اکرام, ستانا, they cause them problems, has caused me problems. حضرت سیدنا ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ narrates that the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, میرے صحابہ کو برا مت کہنا, do not say bad about my صحابہ, and then اس ذات کی قسم, یعنی I swear in Allah whose possession is my soul, اگر تم میں سے کوئی احد پہاڑ کے برابر سونا بھی دے, یعنی if one of you has given gold to the size of احد mountain, it is one mud of what my صحابہ, یا اس سے آدھے کے برابر بھی نہیں پہنچتا. It can never be one mud. One mud is a weighing scale at that time. You know, it is nowhere compared to one mud or even half of that as well. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we need to love the Sahaba. We need to love these true heroes of Islam. We need to love the Ahl-e Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, loving them will be beneficial for us in this world and the hereafter. JazakAllah khair. I'll be back in the inshallah as well, same time, same place. Please take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun